Today's Tuesday, November 20th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Luke 22:63 through 65, that's your life word for today. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, "Prophesy, who it is that smote thee?" And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. So Jesus is in the hands of his enemies today. The next few hours, Dr. Luke says, will be the most brutal, the most torturous that any man has ever endured. He describes to us in detail the inhumane treatment Jesus received from these soldiers. They beat him unmercifully. They mocked him. They humiliated him. And all the while, there wasn't one charge leveled against him that was true. He'd been unjustly accused. He'd been arrested without any charge being brought against him. Look, I mean, the mob had taken over. And Jesus, he's in the middle of it and at their mercy. The perfect Lamb of God was being offered up as a sacrifice for our sins. You'd like to think that when Jesus went to the cross, that they would stop the mocking. I mean, you'd like to believe that once they had laid his body in the grave, that people would stop making fun of him. But that didn't happen. And it continues. Even today, the world that we live in, they'll use the name of Jesus in the most vile ways. In fact, I would imagine the name of Jesus is probably used more in curse words today than it is in reverential context. Jesus is made fun of by people who are considered the most intelligent people in society. And his followers, they're considered fools and uneducated people. If you want to empty a room today, or at least cause people to split up and take a side, speak the name of Jesus out loud in a crowd. Try using his name in a conversation. People will fight him. They'll try to discredit him. They'll ridicule anybody that would follow him. And in many cases, they're actually hostile toward people who would follow his teachings. But Jesus, he endures. And his reign, it'll have no end. The one who was abused on this Friday is now the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's ruling this world, and he'll rule the world to come. Those who abused my Lord and are condemning my Lord today, rest assured, one day they'll stand before him. They thought they had the ultimate say on Jesus' fate on this good, terrible Friday. But really, what they did, they ushered in the reign of the King. And people today who think they're above worshiping Jesus, well, one day they'll join with all creation and every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When you pray today, please remember to pray for BMA missionaries, Pablo, Miriam, and Felipe Munoz. They serve the Lord and the BMA as missionaries in Santiago, Chile. And pray for the success of Life Words Armenian broadcast, will you please? That can be heard in the country of Armenia. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.